Now let's go to Acts 5:32, and I want to show you in the New Testament before we get to chapter 15 of the book of Judges. Acts 5:32, I want you to see a scripture here. Look what it says. Acts 5:32. We are witnesses of these things, and so is the Holy Spirit, who is given by God to those who... And a lot of people wonder why they can't do anything as a Christian. Because they have no power. They may be saved. Somebody said, we all get the Holy Ghost and all His power when we get saved. I'm going to tell you, that's not true. That is not true. I'm going to guarantee you that unless God has a special plan to fill you with the Holy Spirit, to use you mightily, it ain't going to just be an automatic thing. But if He has a special plan, you might get the Holy Spirit with power, with many of the gifts, and you may see wonderful things. But as a rule, I don't think very many people get the Holy Spirit when they get saved in power. I mean, yeah, the Holy Spirit comes to you and He's there. He's your teacher. He's doing all kinds of things. But think of the people that are just like I was most of my life. I walked with God, went to church, was obedient, but I had no power until I finally figured out one day from the Scripture that there was a Holy Spirit and another event that if I asked for this, if I was obedient to God's Word, that by faith He would fill me with that power and that anointing from the Holy Spirit. And when I asked for that, I'm telling you, I became a different human being. I remember the day I asked for that. And I remember what happened to me that day. And all kinds of things happened. And I became bold as a lion, a man that wouldn't talk about Jesus nowhere in the workplace. I remember when I got to work that morning after I asked the Lord to fill me with His Holy Spirit. I'm now full of the Holy Ghost for the first time in my life. Been a Christian since I'm 11. And I'm way on up there now, 35 or whatever years old, 30-something years old. I had never openly shared Jesus with people just out. I did talk in church, but not about Jesus, just out everywhere. But He says, after the Holy Ghost comes upon you, you'll have power to witness. Well, I walked up that morning, and when I got out to my workplace out at DFW Airport, and there was a young man standing there. I said, good morning, son, how you doing? He said, I'm not doing too good. I said, what's wrong? He said, my best friend got killed on the interstate yesterday in Dallas on 35. I said, was he a born-again Christian? He looked at me and said, good grief, I don't know. I said, are you? He said, well, I don't know. I said, well, if you don't know, it's time you know him. And so, I mean, before I left that kid, I could not believe what, and I walked down the aisle, and first time I come to somebody, I said, you know Jesus this morning? I've seen him people every day. I'd never done that. And now then, Cheryl, she's told me last time, she said, do you talk to everybody you run into about Jesus? Yes, that's right. I just about do. You know, but when the Holy Ghost is on you, you got power. Just like this young lady over here that went out there and started speaking in the name of Jesus. The Holy Ghost was up on her. She was being used mightily for the kingdom of God. Amen. See, but just like He says there, the Holy Ghost comes upon God. It's given by God. Who gives that? God. Who can take it away? God. Do you want Him to take it away? No. So then what do you got to do? Obey. You better be a good boy or a good girl. If you're a good boy or a good girl. Now let me tell you something. People say, you know, but God is all love. Let me tell you something. God is all loving and His love is unconditional to every human being on the face of the earth. But His promises are not unconditional. His promises of healing and deliverance and all these wonderful things, they only happen after you repent of sin and then walk in obedience to His Word. It's just like the day I used Jack, since he just come up here and gave this great testimony. The first time Jack came to this church, he had a back problem. And he'd had it for a long time. And of course, my first question was, are you a Christian? Oh yeah, I go to church all the time. Man, he'd been in church. Oh, he's a good Baptist. You know, he goes to church. But he didn't know very much about the healing power of Jesus, did you, Jack? Not at all. But see, I told him, I said, well, you got sin in your life. Well, like what? I said, well, I begin to name several things. He said, well, I guess I do have a few little things that I'm not doing exactly right. I said, well, then what you need to do is repent of all those things and make God a promise you'll stop. Well, okay, Lord, so I do that. You know, so he wasn't too impressed, but he did all that. And then I laid my hands on him. I said, now be healed in the name of Jesus. I said, now it's done. Oh, he said, it still hurts just as bad as it ever did. I said, what you need to do is you need to leave here and you need to start home and start praising God for your back healing. and make sure you walk holy in His presence. Well, 2 weeks later, Jack come back to church. He walked up to me and he said, you know, Pastor, what you preach works. I said, well, of course it works. I said, it's God's Word. I said, what happened to you? He said, I didn't get to the car. My back pain left. He said, I've tried every way in the world the last 2 weeks to find it, and it ain't there. And that changed your life forever, did it, Jack? I mean, since then, you've learned how to pray for people. I mean, you've seen awesome miracles. I mean, isn't it wonderful what happens when we fall in obedience to believing and get away from unbelief? See, unbelief is a sin. And it keeps us from the promises of God. So, when we look at what happens today, people don't believe in the church that God would send a tormenting spirit to torment you as a Christian. Now, we just read in Samuel where He sent a tormenting spirit to Saul, did we not? Well, if you haven't read, and I won't go over it today, but it's clearly written in Matthew 18, verses 21 through 35, that if you do not obey and forgive everybody from your heart, God the Father will send a tormenting spirit to torment you. And those tormenting spirits make us sick. They afflict us. They make our lives miserable. They break us. They do all kinds of terrible things. And that's why so many Christians today have such a problem living in the abundant life that Christ promised. I came to give you life and give it to you abundantly. Somebody says, well, that didn't work for me. Well, it didn't work for you because you were not obedient to believe it and to walk in obedience to the Word. Isn't He awesome? But it's clearly written. God never changes. He never changes. And so, since I've learned these principles, I have no idea how many men, just like Jack. Jack just happened to be one. But I have no idea how many men that I've prayed for, actually women too, in the last 20 years that I've seen those kind of testimonies. You know, I mean, it's just happened over and over and over and over. Now, of course, Jack could even go back now in the last 3 or 4 years or something since he's learned this. There probably several have been healed when you prayed for them. Yeah, several. And He's given us lots of awesome testimonies. But you know, God does things uniquely, but He's got a set of ways of doing things, and when you learn His ways, it's just like this morning. I sat in there this morning, and I thought, well, I'll just read the whole book of Judges up to chapter 15 and 16. Again, I'm going to be in chapter 15 today. But I thought I'd just read from chapter 1 all the way through chapter 16, at least. That's all, the finish is the story of Samson. By the time I got through with that, I was trembling. I thought, God, how can anybody with a brain read just what I've read this morning in the last hour and their socks not be shaking in fear that have I done something that doesn't please You? Because they didn't please Him, He turned them over to whoever for 7 years under torment. Because they didn't please Him, He turned them over to the Philistines for 40 years to be tormented. And it's over and over and over. And then because they didn't do what He told them, their sons, which had 40 sons, 30 grandsons or whatever, and God sent somebody to kill all of their children. Hey, if you read that book of Judges and you don't get some pictures in there, if that don't rattle your cage or shake you, there's something wrong with you. You know, something seriously wrong with you. I mean, if God, which is the same yesterday, today, and forever, never changes, if He did all those things to those people back there because of disobedience and sin, that ought to make you and me say, okay, God, I'm sorry if I've done anything wrong. I repent. I don't want to sin. I want to walk holy in Your presence because I don't want my children to die young. I don't want my grandchildren to die young. I don't want to die young. I don't want to be sick and afflicted. Do you? No. And people say, God would not do that. Oh, yes, He will. He will. It's in the Word. So now then, let's go and see a little more about Samson. Let's go to chapter 15, and let's see what this boy does. What kind of life does he live, and all the kind of things he does. So start with verse 1 of chapter 15. Later on during the wheat harvest, Samson took a young goat as a present to his wife. Now, y'all remember, when those of you who hadn't been there, you read, listen to what Dave said a while ago, you know that Samson went over and got married, right? And he had a problem over there because he had this nagging wife now, you know, that wanted the reason for this riddle, and which he gave it to her. And then she immediately went out, and some of you may not have come from the background like I did, a farmer, when he said, if you hadn't plowed with my heifer, You would have not known, but that meant they were plowing with his heifer. They were hooked up to her, and she was hooked up to them, and they were communicating, and so they were telling each other. And so it's sad that his wife loved her Philistine people more than she did Samson, her husband. But you know, I've come to realize that a lot of men and women, when they get married, they don't become one. It's a long, long time. Some of them never become one, you know. But when a man and a woman really love each other, they become one. They never share their secrets with other people. You know, I don't care what somebody says to you. I don't care what kind of nagging or what kind of problem. If you tell your wife something, you know, then your wife should never tell that to somebody else. And if your wife tells you something and it's in confidence, you should never tell anybody else that, if it's something she doesn't want told, if you know it. But lots of people, I mean, you know, of course, lots of people have said as they've listened to my teachings, I sure wouldn't want to be married to you. I feel so sorry for Cheryl. Everything happens between you two. You tell it from the pulpit so the whole world knows about it. But do you know how many, there's no telling how many people have listened to some of my stories and said, if there's, God will do those kind of things for Thurman, and he's imperfect. He'll do them for me. Amen. You see where I'm coming from? Amen. So why do you think God moves on my heart to tell you all the things that he wants you to know about? I don't tell you everything, but I tell you some things, and people will say, okay, if Thurman's imperfect and Cheryl's imperfect, and he still loves them enough to do the wonderful things he does through them, there's hope for me. And there is hope for you, see? Amen. We find out that Thurman and Cheryl is not perfect yet. Thurman and Cheryl's working on being perfect, but we ain't there yet, but we're getting there, aren't we, Kim?
Amen.
We're working on it. All of us are working on it. Yes, we are. But it says here, during the wheat harvest, Samson took a young goat, a present to his wife. He intended to sleep with her. Isn't that what men normally do with their wives? First of all, I don't understand why he got married and was over there only a week, and then he got so mad he left home. Why did he take her with him? I guess because of her nagging. He said, just leave you at home, woman. I ain't taking you with me. I'm tired of you. You've already caused me a problem. I had to go out and kill all them Philistine guys because of you.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast in its entirety titled Jawbone Hill, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.